Hi, Horror Honeys! We have an amazing deal for you from Adam and Eve, America's favorite adult store. Use our code HORROR for 50% off almost any item, plus free shipping. Yes, you heard that right, 50% off almost any item, plus free shipping. Head to adamandeve.com to find something special for yourself or someone else. That's code HORROR, H-O-R-R-O-R, at checkout. For 50% off plus free shipping. Order now and get ready to f- Sam's exhausted right now. Hello, everyone. You're catching us in medias res.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to I'm Horrified.
This all-in doesn't have to be on.
Yes, we were just talking about the lighting in the podcast studio / my office. And the salt lamp's not on, so we're not receiving the benefits of a salt lamp, but I think it's okay.
The podcast studio is now equipped with two Rode podcasters.
Woo!
We could only afford one mic before, and now we have two of them. Moving on up, hopefully you guys are all appreciating the crisp audio.
Yes, if the audio is much better, you're welcome. If the audio is worse... Don't bring that to me at this time.
Keep it to yourself, and why would you bring that up?
It took us like 45 minutes to set these up, please.
Sam's exhausted right now.
I almost took a nap before this, but it's not a responsible use of our time.
Once we played it back for the first time and it didn't have an echo, Sam nearly fell over. She was so happy.
I was thrilled, yep. Which is not this podcast at all. This podcast is I'm Horrified.
I'm Horrified. Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome in.
And today, I get to talk to you about something I find horrifying.
I love a Sam episode.
We like to throw them in every now and then.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to throw you in every now and again.
Just about every other episode,
I pinch,
think.
Yeah, I mean, about 50%, I'd say.
Approx.
A pinch hitter. Sam, what are you going to talk about today?
Today, I'm going to talk about the genre of YouTube videos, why we broke up YouTuber breakup videos.
Fantastic. I love when you bring us something that's like so... Like, this is a concept we would send to aliens to explain just how bad things have gotten over here. Like,
absolutely.
This is a genre of media of influencers explaining their breakups because they've been Truman showing themselves for the past 8 years.
Exactly. And it's my area of expertise is really like Wars of the Roses or 2010s pop culture.
Absolutely.
I've got two niches.
You couldn't tell me what happened in the 1700s.
No.
If you researched it.
I couldn't.
It would slide right off your brain.
And I won't. Even if I was supposed to, I wouldn't.
Don't do it.
I would bring the Tudors back into it somehow.
They'd come back. You were telling me earlier that you did, and your husband was describing as well, that you did sort of a crazy amount of viewing.
Yeah.
Of these videos.
Yeah, I'm going to get into it. But what I'll say is like, hey, I love you guys, right? I love this podcast. I would do anything for any of you.
Right.
And I want to bring you great content. I want that. I won't do this level of research ever again. This took me days.
This was hours, hours and hours and hours, days of your life.
This took me days, and it's probably one of the shortest episodes I'll ever do.
Oh, like, God.
The return on investment
Sam.
For this episode, hopefully, I think it's good. Hopefully, we all love it, but my
you guys,
God.
You have to write it and be like, this was amazing.
Please, for my ego, I'm
this
begging you.
This was amazing, Sam.
Let's get into it.
It's totally worth everything you gave to make it happen.
Oh,
well, yeah, I imagine you now have a lot of like extremely detailed information about these individual people's lives.
I sure do. I watch so many like clip shows of people breaking up.
Well, I think also when you get down the rabbit hole of a YouTube breakup, then it's like, well, they're making note. They're like, oh, well, obviously you all saw what happened in the video last month. And it's like, well, now I gotta watch the fucking video from last month.
I know. It was hard to stop myself sometimes from being like, well, let me just check in on this YouTuber. And I was like,
what's happening with them now?
I was like, I have to focus on the mission. yeah, I truly have no idea why this video idea popped into my head, but it popped into my head quite a while ago. I remember telling you, Allie, like, oh, I'm thinking maybe I'll do a video on like YouTuber breakups and I'll watch a bunch of YouTube videos.
And I was like, oh, fun.
And I don't know why, but it would not leave my brain. So
no.
We did it today. And here it is. It's coming to you. More and more, I think this is perhaps quite a millennial thing of you and I, Allie, But I watch a lot of YouTube. Like, YouTube is it's a primary social media entertainment source for me. I don't post to YouTube, but I watch lots of it.
Much more than TV.
Yeah. In my case. I prefer, like, video essays, pop culture, philosophy, like, that kind of stuff.
Yep, me too.
But there are, like, a bajillion sub-communities of YouTube to participate in. Much like TikTok is now. Now you get, like, book talk and this talk and that talk. Like, YouTube is like that, too. For the young ones who don't use YouTube. One of those which I've dabbled in but has never taken over my life is vloggers. And vloggers are, right, people who post sometimes daily.
Yeah, you don't want to light that candle. Yeah. I've been there and I haven't fully found my way out yet,
yeah,
frankly.
Absolutely. Absolutely true. Yeah, they're literally just posting about their lives. Like, they are the content. As opposed to being like, here's something about a book I read. Or here's something about an idea that's interesting to me. It's like, here's, this morning I woke up, I got a bagel.
This is me waking up and getting a bagel.
Yes. Like, that's what a vlogger does.
I'm making a sandwich right now. You're watching it.
Yeah.
You're watching it happen.
And so vloggers open up their world to their audience. And for this, they're usually repaid by, like, massive followings and brand deals. There are vloggers who are so rich, it's insane. And nowadays, we'd probably lump vloggers in with influencers generally, but I feel like, especially in the 2010s, like, they were a breed all their own, and it's still a super popular thing to do.
It's a different echelon of content creation, for sure.
Yeah, it's, like, so beyond just, like, being an Instagram influencer who's posting about, like, FabFitFun boxes.
And it's so, like, all-consuming. Like, you see these people, I know we just keep repeating, like, they're filming their whole day. They're filming their whole goddamn day. Like, yes. You see them from morning till night. Some people do this every day.
Yes. And exactly that, Al. When you are a vlogger, you're letting the audience into every aspect of your life. Of course, that's including your romantic relationships.
Yeah, you can't get around it.
They're there with every up and down. But what happens if you and your special someone break up? Especially if your relationship is a big part of your content and, like, your brand. But of course, you sit down with your ex and you film a video called, "We Broke Up."
We broke up. We broke up, period.
We broke up, period. Well, Allie, let me tell you, there's also "We broke up, dot, dot, dot." "We broke up,"
right?
Broken heart emoji. "Why we broke up."
Do we have an exclamation point? Like, "We broke up."
Not as often. Ellipses was the most common. If there was going to be punctuation,
ellipses captures the ennui of it.
It was usually an ellipses. That's what I found in my research. Today, we're going to talk about the phenomena of these "We broke up" videos, why they exist, what the tropes of them are, a few notable ones, and I'll reveal data. That's right. I have data this week because I watched 40 "We Broke Up" videos on YouTube.
This is data that you combed yourself?
Yeah. And frankly, it was too many.
Sam!
I shouldn't have done it.
Sam!
I have a whole spreadsheet.
Sam!
I was making charts.
Sam, come on.
I was using the spreadsheet to generate charts for you.
Jesus Christ.
We'll tweet them, I hope. God, we have to tweet them, Allie. I did
somebody,
so much work.
I know, you did so much. It's okay. We're gonna get, I'll start paying people to send in just odes to this. This will change people. This is going to change the world.
I hope this changes everyone's life. So "We Broke Up" videos. We got to get into it.
We broke up, dot, dot, dot.
"We broke up, dot, dot, dot." They're not a new thing as far as internet history goes. Obviously, internet history is short. But looking at Google Trends for that phrase, it seems to have been used consistently since around 2008. That tracks for me because that's
sounds
like
absolutely right.
When YouTube really became a thing. It had a really big peak in 2018. I surmise that is the infamous David Dobrik and Liza Koshy breakup video, also titled "We Broke Up," which, yep, tragically, they took down a while ago, and I could not find a good repost of it. So if anyone has a nice, clean version of the David Dobrik-Liza Koshy breakup, send it my way. And then again, the term peaks in 2020, 2021. I'm guessing that's a lot of YouTuber couples succumbing to the pandemic.
So true.
And just not being able to survive the pandemic. There were a lot of breakups there.
I feel like it's also
there.
What's it called? Like the 7-year itch?
Yeah.
Like, I think there's a lot of divorces after, like, around the decade. Like, mm-hmm. Right before or after the decade mark. So
interesting.
Maybe a lot of them got together in, like, the 2010s, 2008, kind of earlier 2000s.
There you go.
And now, obviously, they've had children, which has ruined their lives. and we watched it. We've watched their children. Remember the Sharenting episode? That's a lot darker than this, but it's very true. It's like, well, you've watched them. And I feel like the other thing is that there is definitely a push of, like, you've watched them get married because they did 17 videos of pick out my wedding dress with me.
100%.
Pick out the invitations with me. Like, our wedding. And it's like, that is when you get major, 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 major bucks. Like, you get major viewership. People also, births.
Yeah.
Births are a huge one. Pregnancies. I'm pregnant. So it's like everything culminates to, I suppose, this last video.
This last piece of content.
This last piece of the marriage, I suppose.
So for those of you who aren't familiar with what a We Broke Up video is like, good for you. And let me explain to you some of the tropes. So the trope is you get the notification from your favorite YouTuber, new video, but it's called We Broke Up. That's by far like the most common phrase. Obviously, some people like will post breakup videos and it'll be thing like life update. That's a popular one.
Yep.
You know, changes, something like that. For the sake of this video, we're focusing in pretty closely on We Broke Up and why we broke up
videos. And those are the people who know how to get them numbers. And let's be real.
Yep.
Those are the people that we're concerned with.
100%. Sometimes also it'll be like, we broke up, parentheses, not a prank, which I always laugh at.
Well, sometimes, I guess, I'm sure there's plenty of We Broke Up and it's clickbait. Right.
Oh, yes. And I accidentally watched about five of them.
Oh, God. When did you learn?
Infuriating.
How far in did you get?
Most of them you can tell pretty quickly, but one or two of them I watched all the way through and I was furious at the end.
God.
I had to delete lines of research because it wasn't real.
Horrible.
It was horrible.
Write them a strongly worded note.
It was horrifying. So I wonder if this trend in We Broke Up as the title is to both, like, prepare the viewer for what they're about to see, right? This is not a fun vlog. It's sad. And it's also to maybe pull in people who would not usually click. Because who does not love to hear all the juicy gossip about a breakup?
Oh, my mouth is salivating.
Right?
So I feel like a bad person for saying that. But if I find out that somebody, like, if I found out that somebody close to me was getting divorced, I don't think I would be like, oh, I want all the details. Like, I would be curious, but I would be mostly concerned.
Yeah, of
and
course.
Sad for my friend. But if it's someone I don't know, I'm like, well, I want to know what happened. You know what I mean? Like, that's, I guess, sort of a little tiny broken piece of me.
No.
Deep, deep in there. But you share it. So.
Yes.
That.
Exactly. Exactly. The other most common trope is for the thumbnail to include both members of the couple sitting side by side looking sullenly at the camera. That's like the most common, like the classic thing.
The emblem, if you will.
Yeah. And I also think this sets the tone. We're sad, but we can still be in a room together, right? It's giving you an idea of like amicability between these people.
Oftentimes they're wearing white, I feel like, you know, like crisp white t-shirt.
Sometimes one of them's like leaning on the other. In my 40 video sample size, I found that both members of the couple were featured in the thumbnail of the We Broke Up video 55% of the time.
I thought you were going to say in 55 of the videos. No. And I would just be like, wait. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, so over half the time, it's at least appearing amicable enough that they can both be in it. Sometimes the thumbnail might include crying, but it's actually less often than one thinks. I thought this was like a big trope, was like they're sitting in the room both crying is the thumbnail. But only in 18% of the videos I watched were they crying in the thumbnail, whereas in 42% they cried in the video.
Right. I think you're thinking of apology videos. If you're apologizing for like accidentally tweeting something that was inappropriate, then you gotta cry.
Then you really gotta cry. But this was encouraging to me. Like, to me, this seems more genuine that, like, even if you're crying in the video, they didn't take the opportunity to then make that the thumbnail. Like, they chose a thumbnail where they weren't crying a good percentage of the time.
Much classier.
As they've become more popular, these videos have also become, like, tropier and more similar as the art of the We Broke Up video is perfected. So I took note in my research of how often certain phrases were said and reasons were given for breaking up. And let's dive into those numbers now.
I want a breakdown of it. I want a pie chart. Do you have a pie chart?
I do have pie charts.
You do? You have them?
Yes.
Wow.
I have pie charts.
Oh my God.
If you need them.
That was a joke, mostly.
No, I have them.
You have them?
I have them on my computer.
Okay. Okay, good.
We'll tweet them, please, because they exist.
So. I feel like I'm listening to a dissertation.
Yeah, in many ways you are.
All right.
And I frankly deserve a doctorate.
Yes, I'll look into that for you.
So just a little bit about my sample. I had a sample size of 40 videos. To find those videos, I typed "We Broke Up" into the search bar of YouTube and searched for videos called either "We Broke Up" or "Why We Broke Up" with over 500,000 views. I chose that 500,000 number because I just didn't want to accidentally put on blast, like, some random person who's got, like, 1,000 views. I wanted to keep it to, like, pretty major YouTubers.
Yeah.
And 500,000 felt like a nice, clean number for that. That's the sample size. Let's get into the reasons these YouTubers broke up.
I want the reasons.
So one reason often given was priorities didn't match.
Fair enough.
So one of the things I was most interested in seeing is if there's a correlation across these videos about why big YouTuber couples break up, or at least, like, why they say they break up.
Mm.
And I'd say for sure there are themes that pop up over and over again. One of those themes is definitely priorities not matching up. So often this means, like, the coded version of this is that one person is very devoted to YouTube and the other is less devoted to YouTube.
That seems to be the same again and again.
Yeah. So interestingly, that doesn't necessarily tell you who's the good guy and who's the bad guy in the breakup. Like, in some cases, the couples share a YouTube and one of the people will be like, I wasn't putting in any effort into the YouTube and my partner was, and it was, like, our livelihood that I wasn't helping with. So, like, in that case, you'd be like, oh, yeah, like, that person is maybe the bad guy for not putting the work into their shared livelihood. Other times, of course, conflicting priorities means, like, YouTube is being valued over the relationship. And that's, like, why the breakup had to happen, because one person only cared about YouTube.
Yeah, I think the other thing might be, like, one person starts to realize some of the damage it could do to the human psyche to constantly be filmed and sharing everything that happens to you with hundreds of thousands of people.
And the other person's like, I love it.
And the other person's like, can you say that again? And I'll get my phone out and I'll record it.
Yeah, there you go.
And this is going to be great on my live Q&A later.
So I found that in 20% of these videos, they cited misaligned priorities one way or the other as part of the reason they broke up. Reason number two, this is the most popular reason cited as to why YouTubers broke up. It's an idea that they need time apart to grow as individuals. Like, and I heard that a lot. We need to grow individually. We need to learn about ourselves.
Okay.
Outside of the relationship. This idea of needing time apart to discover who you are alone is cited by 52% of these breakup videos.
Wow.
So over half, right? I have a couple theories about why this is. Number one, this is like maybe like a jaded reason, but this is like an easy yet satisfying way to say why a breakup is super, super mutual, right? It feels disingenuous to say like, we just decided not to date anymore, although I think, like, many people just decide not to date anymore.
You're also not going to be like, Todd does not please me sexually.
Exactly, right?
And that is no longer going to be a sustainable life.
Yes. So the idea of, like, needing time as an individual or finding yourself as an individual paints a picture of, like, an active reason you need to separate instead of, like, a kind of passive, like, it just didn't work out. So I think that's, like, more satisfying, perhaps, to an audience. Number two, a lot of these couples are so young, really, really young. And I found in many of these videos, the couple either, like, met in high school or early college, or they used language like, this person was my first love, my, like, first real boyfriend or girlfriend. And so these couples splitting up, like, they really want to find out who they are outside of a relationship because they've been dating since they were, in some cases, like, 11. In some cases, like,
oy,
14. One of the videos I watched that made me laugh out loud was, I could tell the guy was, like, young as he was talking to the camera, but he was, like, you know, I met, what was her name? Whatever her name was. Like, I met Brittany when she was 11 and I was 12, and now I'm 14. So we've changed a lot.
Oh, my God.
And I was, like, fair enough, King. You have. So I would say, like, fair enough that these very young couples are going to break up with each other at some point.
It's like 14. Now, at the end of my life.
Yeah, exactly. Looking back, I see the mistakes I made. And finally, number three, I think, and you were making this point earlier too, Allie, which I think is so true. Like, I think when you vlog your relationship, it takes over your whole life. I was really struck by the number of these couples saying, we did everything together, literally everything together. We were never, ever apart. But when you're growing a social media presence together, of course you feel like you have to do every single thing together.
Right.
For example, in one video, a guy mentioned that anytime he's had an opportunity to travel, he's always brought his girlfriend because it would be so weird not to bring his girlfriend on these great travel opportunities. But now that they're broken up, he's looking forward to learning what it's like to travel by himself without a significant other. But, like, in the real world...
Can't you just do that?
It's very normal to travel without your significant other.
It's just the idea of traveling without your partner and without filming the entire thing seems so unconscionable.
Exactly. Like, when it's part of your brand that you're very in love with your partner, and then you get the opportunity to go somewhere cool, like, of course you're going to be like, well, for my brand, my partner also has to be there for me. Even though in reality...
Yeah, yikes.
So normal to not do that.
And so normal to go through seasons, mm-hmm. I'm sure, you know. Like, I'm early in my marriage, so I haven't really experienced this yet, but I've heard a lot of people talk about, like, there are seasons of togetherness, and then there's seasons where you're more doing your own thing. And, you know, if you fully deviate from each other and are not getting anything out of your partnership, that totally makes sense. But I think, like, I don't think a lot of relationships could sustain constant togetherness forever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like there's very, very few people who are able to, like, and people do it. Like, they run businesses together or, you know, meet in their line of work and continue working together as, like, creative partners. Mm-hmm. But, like, there's a reason that, like, breakup albums happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's hard. It's hard to continue having the same partner in both aspects of your life and identity, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there's a level of, like, performative togetherness that these vlogger couples feel
definitely
the need to show. It can't just be, like, again, like, a very normal thing for you or I would be like, oh, I'm just going to hang out with my friends this weekend. Like, my partner's not coming because he had something going on.
Yeah.
But, like, for vloggers, they don't really do that. Like, for vloggers, it's like, my brand is the people that I travel with and the things that I do.
Or my brand is my family.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we need to be doing things as a family, mm-hmm. or we're not hitting what our target audience wants.
Exactly. Speaking of the pressures of a public relationship... This is a great segue.
That
very
was a really
clean.
Good segue. Clean.
35% of the videos I watched mentioned the pressure of having a relationship in the public eye as part of the reason for the breakup. Lots of them mentioned pressure to be happy or at least appear happy on camera. And they expressed that, like, in moments when they weren't happy in their relationships, they felt like they were letting their viewers down or that they were needing to fake it. Some specifically mentioned, like, we still want you guys to believe in love, even though we've broken up, which is, like, kind of silly and egotistical, but also, like, a level of pressure of, like, people are telling them, like, you're the reason I believe true love exists.
Yikes.
And it's like,
yikes.
That's a lot of pressure, especially for, let's say, a 14-year-old. Like, especially for...
You're gonna have to send me the video of the 14-year-old. I can't believe that.
We'll watch it together. Yeah, and I'd also point out in these cases, right... These people did 100% choose to make their relationship public.
Yeah.
And the reason they did that, realistically speaking, was for profit. Like, a lot of people just say, like, we just love sharing our lives with you guys. And I'm sure that's true.
Come on, baby. Let's be real.
But you also love the money that you make from it. So I have, like, less sympathy for this, you know, it was just the pressures of the public eye on our relationship. But I do think it's real. Like, I do think it adds
yeah.
that dimension.
I also think that, like, obviously, it's hard for celebrities to stay together. That's a clear thing. I think, honestly, and I think there is an echelon when it comes with to wealth. Like, after a certain point of wealth, like, high wealth, mm-hmm. you're more likely to get divorced. I don't know if that's true or not. But
yeah.
I'm pretty sure it is true that, like, when you get into, like, millionaire status, like, things start going downhill just because, like,
you know, ultimate power corrupts absolutely, or, mm-hmm. you know, what is the Lindsay Ellis quote? It's Lindsay Ellis quoting somebody else. Power doesn't always corrupt, but power always reveals. Like, yes. if there's something that this person was always, like, unhappy with their lot, and then they get money, like, they get to live the life they want. Maybe that life doesn't include you. But the difference, I think, with this is that it's not just success, like, other success. This is success that is built completely on a parasocial relationship.
Yeah.
So celebrities can have parasocial relationships with fans, but the point of a vlogger is, I have a relationship with the audience. You are seeing my actual life.
Mm-hmm.
You are my friend. You are my real friend. You know everything about me. And obviously, it is completely one-sided. It is completely parasocial. But I think people feel a claim to you. Fans feel a claim to these vloggers in a way that's different from celebrities. So I feel like that kind of idea of, like, oh, I'm letting the viewers down. Like, they're going to be so disappointed. I can't disappoint them. Like, it's this sort of, like, hyper intensity around the relationship between subject and audience that
yeah.
I don't think exists anywhere else. And it's also making me think a lot more about family vlogs and how damaging that is for children, but that's a different episode.
But go listen to that episode. So here's something else interesting from these breakups. I had been ready, right? Like, I had a preconceived notion that a lot of these YouTubers were going to say they were better off as friends because that way they would be able to, like, stay in each other's content safely. And less would have to change for their audience if they were like, we've just discovered we're better as friends. So you'll still see each other in our vlogs all the time. We're still best friends. We're better that way than we are in a relationship.
I also think that I've heard that a lot.
Yeah. Well, so it's interesting because only 7% of videos mention this as, like, a reason for the breakup, that they're better as friends. To me, this indicates, like, maybe YouTube relationships are a little realer than we're giving them credit for. It's maybe not just, like, people who vaguely get along. There is real love there. That being said, many, many, many of these videos stress that they are still friends. So, like, the difference I'm calling there is, like, it's not we're breaking up because we're better as friends. It's, like, we will still
be friends
after this breakup. 55% of videos specifically said they were going to still be friends, which is really fascinating compared to that number who said they were better as friends, right? Mm. I thought that was really interesting. And in reality, the number's even a little higher. I just only counted it if they specifically said still friends and not something like, we're still going to be in each other's lives, or, like, we still have so much love for each other.
That's one I hear a lot. Yeah. We have so much love for each other. And I think, obviously, like, if they have kids, then the focus is obviously focusing on co-parenting.
Yeah, exactly. And like I mentioned above, I think YouTubers stress this both so it can seem really amicable and so they can, like, potentially keep the videos the same as they have been. Now, do I believe these people are still friends? No.
Of course not.
No. And I will say this. I have never gone through, like, a heinous adult breakup in my life. I'm very lucky in that way. So you can correct me if I'm wrong. But I feel like if I was in a romantic relationship for years and then we broke up, however amicably it was, I would never be able to have a normal conversation with that person again.
Absolutely not.
Like, what would we talk about? Like,
absolutely not.
It just feels crazy to me.
I feel like When Harry Met Sally, but just after you've already been married. Like,
yeah.
I think men and women can absolutely be friends. Of course. Obviously. I don't understand how exes can be friends.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, like, obviously, like, I can't understand. I'm sure there are genuine friends out there who, you know, were married or in a really long-term relationship. I just, like, I don't buy it. Like, yeah. I just don't buy it. How? How did you do that?
And I think there's something, I'll say this. I think there's a difference between being amicable with someone and being friends with someone.
Like, 100%.
If you break up with someone in the same friend group and occasionally you're at the same bar and you're like, hey, how are you? Like, yes, I think that's totally possible for many breakups. But being actual friends, I think, is a high bar.
Frankly, I think that if you know that you could not have an amicable split with somebody, you have no business marrying them.
Yeah.
You have no business staying in a relationship with someone who you feel like, oh, well, if we break up, it's going to be a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be with that person then because, you know, like, you definitely shouldn't have kids together. If you can't co-parent amicably, like, tough fucking luck. You know what I mean? Like, you, that's your responsibility if you have a kid is... I don't necessarily have to stay married to you, but it's my responsibility to not make a fucking scene at the grandchild's baptism.
Exactly.
You gotta see this person forever.
Yes.
That's that.
But again, like, I think there's a difference between being amicable and being exactly. friends. Exactly.
So that is, like, that amicability feels like a really low bar. Mm-hmm. And obviously, it's not low for everyone, but, you know, that feels like the minimum that you could sort of talk about together in a YouTube video. And I also feel like people will talk about amicability even if they're doing a solo YouTube video. You know what I mean? Like a solo We Broke Up, which I've seen plenty of as well.
Yeah, which I watched a few of for this.
Did you watch Colleen's?
No. So Colleen's from Joshua doesn't exist anymore.
Yes, it does. It's on back channels. I'll show it to you.
Okay, I'll have to watch it later.
She cries so much. we'll get into
we'll watch it later. We'll watch it later. Part of the reason I think that YouTubers, 55% of these videos really stress that they're still friends is because some YouTubers do have really toxic fandoms that are actively looking for a bad guy in a relationship situation like this. I noticed like 30% of these videos really specifically are like, let's be respectful. Let's like make sure like kindness only, no hate. Like, no one was the bad guy. Please be respectful during this time.
Dan did not cheat on me.
Yes.
It's so true, though, because it's like, I think usually the woman has the more intense following. And usually, like, the wife gets the kids in the divorce. And by the kids, I mean the audience.
Yes.
Because usually, just that's something I've noticed. But I feel like there is absolutely, like, the fans then want blood. And they're like, what did he fucking do?
Yes, exactly.
So I have seen, like, people try to get out ahead of that. Of like, nobody did anything bad. Uh-huh. Like, nobody needs to be doxxed today.
Yes. And it actually, this segues into the next thing I tracked. Which I actually didn't start tracking till halfway through my initial watch. Because it didn't occur to me until I had watched a few. And then I, like, went back and retracked. In 45% of these videos, the vlogger, like, expresses that they owe an explanation to the audience. This feeling of like, I'm sorry this hasn't come sooner. I owe you like some reason or like, and you know, I owe you the knowledge of this fact about my personal life, which I thought was like, made me a little sad for them,
that
right?
That is sad, yeah.
And it was interesting, like, most YouTubers obviously don't record the We Broke Up video the day they broke up, which, of course, they shouldn't do that. That's crazy.
Would I watch it? Absolutely. Of course I would.
Of the videos I watched, the quickest turnaround that I heard mentioned was a week between breakup and video.
Jeez, still, and that's pretty short.
And the longest I heard was 6 months. Which is a long time to be fake still in a relationship on your vlog.
Wow.
I think the average, and this isn't like as scientific, this is just me kind of like my vibe. The average that I heard was about a month between actual breakup and We Broke Up video. So they'd say like, we've taken the last month to really process and figure out, you know, what we're going to do. Vloggers expressed that they needed time to do this processing. Makes sense. But what that often leads to was like weeks or months of content where the partner is either conspicuously absent with no mention.
Right.
Or still in there sort of faking that this relationship is ongoing, right? Like a lot of these YouTubers, couples, like they live together. And so like maybe the partner is still appearing like, oh, here I am at home and here's Greg. He's taking the dog out for a walk. But it's like they broke up a week ago.
Yeah, I also the other thing is that might be easier than having the person be absent. I remember there was a vlogger that I followed and her husband had left the house and she was it was during like November or something and she was doing daily vlogging for Christmas.
Oh my gosh.
So she continued to daily vlog, but one of their dogs and her husband was gone. And almost immediately people were like, well, where is Matthew? Like, where is he? Like, and then the third episode where you don't see them, then it's like a deluge of comments. And so every video that you post that doesn't have them in it, people get more and more and more sure that something is up, and then people start speculating, and it almost becomes like a bigger deal than if you were just like, yeah, we broke up.
Yeah. That was something interesting that I noticed, was like quite a few, I heard people say like, I never thought I was going to make one of these videos, or like, I always thought these videos were so silly, but like, there is utility in making these videos because like, it answers the question. There you go. We broke up. You don't even have to watch the video to see the answer to your question. We can move on.
Yeah, like, because
it's closure for the audience.
Because the way these communities work is if you don't give enough explanation, it's almost like, you know, like you have to keep feeding the lion's pieces of meat. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's, if you don't give an explanation, people are going to go back into your videos.
Yeah.
And be like, do you see here during this video at 3 minutes and 7 seconds in when they're cooking together and he's really rude to her?
Yeah.
And I always thought that he was aggressive with her, and I think he's being verbally abusive and like all this stuff. And it's like, oh, we should have known this was coming. This has been happening. And a lot of times it's like thin on the ground, and
yeah,
and that's, like, that seems like it sucks too. And that's exactly. Not okay, but it's definitely going to happen if you have hundreds of thousands of followers.
Yeah.
It's just and the way the internet works.
And it must genuinely, like, be so difficult to navigate a personal breakup when it's also negatively impacting, like, your livelihood, your business, your brand.
Oh, God, like, this is a nightmare.
It does not sound like any fun. But speaking of that, the, like, very negative part of me was also taking note of when these videos were used, not just to announce a breakup, but also to plug something.
Love that.
So that didn't happen too often. It was about 27% of the time there was a plug
that's
in the video.
That's higher than I thought it's it
pretty
would
high.
Be.
Well, what I'll say is usually the plug made sense, because usually the plug was something like, you know, if it was on one person's channel, it was like, I hope you still support Greg. His channel is blank, and, you know, he's doing really awesome stuff too. So go support him as well. Or in some places, which I didn't even think of, some people have couple YouTubes. And so when the couple would break up, they'd have to discuss, like, Sam is keeping the YouTube channel and Greg is now spinning off his own YouTube. Or, like, we're both getting our own YouTube channels and we're just leaving this one up as like a memory in memoriam of our relationship.
Yeah, seriously.
So that was what most of the plugs were like, please still support blank over on their channel. There were, of course, like plugs for upcoming videos, plugs for giveaways, even someone who wrote like a song about the breakup. And they were like, if you really want to know how I've been feeling lately, like my new song just dropped.
Incredible.
I think that was the 14-year-old too.
As you know, my single is dropping. It's dropping.
Literally, yes. So those are the things that I really like noticed patterns in and had data on. I did want to throw out like just a couple notable videos in case anyone wants to go on a similar journey to
me. Let me have it.
So one of the first videos I watched was an 18-minute breakup video by Pink Shirt Girl titled We Broke Up, Simple. Which I think contains, like, all the essential elements of a good YouTuber breakup video. So it's this young couple. They're very sad. They talk about their breakup. They were each other's first love. He actually takes the blame and says, kind of like I was saying earlier, that they had this couple's YouTube channel, but she was putting all the work into the YouTube, and he was just kind of, like, reaping the rewards of it. But they still have a lot of love for each other. They'll always be friends, et cetera, et cetera. And they explained that the channel, which I guess was formerly Pink Shirt Couple, is becoming Pink Shirt Girl, and he's starting a new channel called Pink Shirt Guy.
Oh, geez.
So their brands are still very closely locked.
He didn't even pick a different color?
No.
It's yellow shirt guy now.
No, pink shirts
okay.
only.
Okay.
I did look for that channel, and it seems like he does not really use it. Rip to this couple.
Not going awesome for him.
Another video, We Broke Up by Nas Daily, N-A-S Daily, is a bizarre exercise in overproducing what should be, like, a very low-tech video.
Incredible.
So they clip show their relationship, which a few people did, right? You're a YouTuber, so you have all these great clips of the two of you together. So a few people, like, would make a clip show of, like, all their most wonderful moments.
Wow.
Leading into, like, why they broke up. And they, like, they face each other. They talk about their problems. They get really deep on the fact that, like, she wanted to settle down and get married. And he wanted to grow his businesses and his YouTube. Incredibly uncomfortable watch. 10 out of 10. If you want a whole saga, you can check out Lizzie Capri. Lizzie with a Y, Capri. She and her boyfriend first posted a video called We Broke Up 4 years ago, which was, like, a pretty prototypical both-in-the-frame breakup video. So they talk about, you know, they're sad to break up. They've been together since they were young. They need to grow as individuals. Clearly, they get back together at some point. And then 1 year ago, she posted a video called We Broke Up For Real, ...
Wait, what?
Where she is, like, actively crying throughout the video saying they're done for good. And then her ex-boyfriend, Carter, posted a reaction video to that video.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Called Why We Broke Up, ... Where he addressed the video and all the comments saying he was a bad person for breaking Lizzie's heart. We love mess.
Oh, yeah, that sounds right up my alley.
It really is. It really was. And then the last one I want to shout out is Alone We Broke Up. So it's just her on camera. Her name is Simone Harrison. It's called We Broke Up. She gives basically no reason for the breakup, just like we broke up. But she does casually mention that they were together for a year and in that time went on 11 vacations. I was furious.
How can you break up if you went on 11 vacations?
Of course they broke up the 1 month they didn't go on the vacation.
Yeah, it's like, we don't have anything planned for June. This is over.
We gotta be done. So that's my retrospective into these We Broke Up videos. I would say, like, if you're gonna undertake an effort like this, don't. But definitely do what I did, which is watch them all on 2x speed.
Fair enough.
For sure, for sure. And beware of the ones that are actually pranks, because there's nothing more disappointing than taking down a bunch of data about a video, and at the end they're like, just kidding, we got you, psych.
How many years do you think this took off your life, Sam?
I don't want to say a year per video.
No, no.
But what I'm saying is, if at 40 I'm out, this is why.
You need 40 years.
I think it took 40 years off my life.
Well, we'll see. You've always said to me that you believe you're going to die falling down a flight of stairs.
Yes, and I have stairs in my house now, 2 sets.
Yes, there are stairs in your house too.
Yes.
But, I mean, your apartment had stairs too. Oh, no, you were on the ground floor.
I was on the ground floor. I was safe.
Now I'm concerned.
Now I'm not anymore. And now we have a cat, and sometimes the cat likes to throw her body in front of you for
Moonshine
no good reason.
Moonshine would never.
She has, is what I'd say.
I have a question.
Yes.
So obviously, divorce is terrible and sad, and the dissolution of any relationship comes with its sadness and consequences. What do you feel like is the truly horrifying thing about a YouTube breakup? What in it do you find to be kind of like the most disturbing element?
Yeah, to me, I think the most horrifying thing about this is like the coming together of genuine human emotion and like a need to perform what's going on with you. So like I think, right, like you can be really negative about these. I do think a lot of these are real breakups. Like they're real people who were in love and broke up, and that blows, obviously.
Yeah.
But the horrifying thing is that it's become a genre and a series of tropes that you have to hit if this is, like, your business. Like, you have to be like, okay, I have to sit down within a couple months to record this video about why we broke up, but I have to be careful that it's not too negative, but I don't want it to not say anything, and I need to be honest. And
yeah, there's, like, a logistical compulsion to it. You kind of have to do it.
And to me, the logistics of it is the horrifying part. Like, it just takes out the human emotion of, like, God, this fucking blows. And instead it's like, okay, so like, do you want to come over to my apartment? Or like, I guess yours has better lighting, so we'll record it at your apartment. And then I guess I'll just go home afterwards.
Yeah, like, the dissonance between those things is crazy.
I will say the one that I watched that I was like, ooh, if I was a YouTuber, I would do this was, and I can't remember her name right now. It's in my spreadsheet. There was a girl and she was doing like a We Broke Up video. So it's We Broke Up and the thumbnail is like her looking sad in a big jacket. And she like literally it's like the first minute of the video is like, yeah, you guys probably guessed, like, me and my boyfriend broke up, like, I'll always have a lot of love for him, and like, it's nothing bad that happened, it just didn't work out, but I've been really sad, like, I've kind of been just processing that, So today, like, I'm going to get myself out of that funk. Like, come with me to get a makeover. And the rest of the, like, 8 minutes of the video is, like, her getting her eyebrows waxed, her getting a new haircut, like, her going shopping with her friends and revealing to everyone her new haircut. And I was like, that's the way to do it, because it kind of de-emphasized the breakup immediately.
Like, yeah, it was just, like, it went, we're moving on.
It went right to, like, let's do something fun and silly for content instead of, like, lingering in the sadness of the breakup. And I was like, that's probably the best way to do it in reality.
Yeah, I guess here's another question, Sam. What is your, in an alternate universe, mm-hmm. where you go through a terrible breakup, what does it look like? Give me the shot by shot.
Give me the shot by shot.
Of your breakup video.
Absolutely. We open, I think it's one of those, like, it starts kind of in media res with, like, me, and I'm, like, looking up and I'm dabbing at my eyes and I go, man, I really didn't want to cry in this video. Yeah. And then it flashes back to the beginning of the video. So, like, it just shows that I'm about to get emotional.
Yes, yes, yes.
Flashes back and it's me there, like,
composed.
Hi, guys. God, I can't believe I'm making this video. I never, ever thought I was going to. You guys have been there for me through the ups and the downs. And we're in, like, my usual space, but it's, like, a little dimmer. Like, I've, like, thrown a scarf over a light to just make it, like, a little bit more of a nook.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, you know, you guys have been with me through the ups and the downs, but I have some really sad news today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that, you know, Allie and I, after... 10 beautiful years together.
It's our breakup.
Years that I wouldn't trade for anything. I wouldn't trade those years. And this is where I tear up. And I'm looking up and I go, I didn't want to cry in this video. Years that I wouldn't trade for anything. We have decided to go our separate ways.
Oh my God. I'm getting emotional right now.
And I'll always have a lot of love for her, even if she doesn't have it for me. I would leave, like, a little bit. It would be like a little...
No matter how she may feel about me.
Exactly. Like, it would be like, maybe there's a little drama here, but I'm above it. But maybe there is a little something.
But maybe there is something.
Right? Exactly.
But I'm above it.
But I'm above it.
Right, right, right.
No matter how she might feel about me, like, I'll always love her and I'll always treasure the time we had together and with you guys, you know, as our wonderful audience. And I guess it's been really complicated, so the best way to say it, and then I pull out a microphone... And my new single starts playing.
Oh my God. Your music career really took a lot away from our podcasting time. And that's what broke us apart.
And I reveal that I have not actually been in my bedroom. It's just like a picture of my bedroom that rolls away. And I'm actually on a set for my new music video. And I perform a song I wrote about our breakup.
God, I mean.
So just understated.
Understated. I think my response would probably be, like, Gabby Hanna levels of chaotic.
Ooh, I love that. Reacting
if you
to.
Know what that means, basically, like, it would be, like, a reaction video, and I would be, like, wild-eyed and also crying, going through insane amounts of detail of any disagreement we've had over the years, which we have not had many.
No, we really
There's
haven't.
Not a ton for me to mine, but I'd mine it.
Yeah.
I would name fucking names.
Yeah. You'd be like... And when she told me, isn't it kind of fucked up that someone's using my bowl? I was like, bitch.
Bitch? Yeah. It's like, whatever she wants to do on her channel, like, that's got nothing to do with me. I know that I'm myself. I'm still going to be me. And she can't keep me from being me, being who I am. And you guys know who I am. That's me.
Then you come out with a line of merch that says, I'm still going to be me.
I'm going to be me. And I think also maybe I'd, like, call you in the middle of the video live. And if it went to voicemail, I'd leave you a chaotic voicemail.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and then maybe
and then 6 months later, we get back together.
Start revealing the addresses of all your relatives. I don't know. I'm in a weird place.
I get it.
I'm in a weird place.
I'm so relieved that we don't live in this alternate universe.
Yes, I'm so glad.
I'm so relieved that we just live in this universe where we host a podcast together.
I'm so glad we're going to be together forever. That's so comforting to me. And yeah, I kind of do want to see our breakup videos now, though.
If we, the next time, we're never going to ghost you again, but should we ever have to go on some kind of, like, a couple of month hiatus again, we'll make a YouTuber breakup video.
Oh, well, you know, the other thing I guess we could do is have it be a reward on Patreon. Frankly, I think this would be a great higher level tier reward because that would take, I honestly think that I would do that just for me to have, but you know, this is the kind of shenanigans we're getting into. So it's going to be a lot of fun and we're really excited.
Yes, we are.
So go check that out. And if this is deep into the future, I just want to say, I'm so sorry about what happened to the United States of America. It's gone so far downhill. I hope that you all still have running water. And that's it.
And I hope you do too. And I hope you'll join us again. Until then, bye-bye, horror honeys.
We'll see you next Tuesday.
I'm Horrified is a Hemlock Creatives production. Recorded and produced by us, Sam Bierstow and Allie Gavin in Boston, Massachusetts. Our art is by Leah Brilliard and Allie Gavin. You can find us on Twitter at I'm Horrified Pod and at I'mHorrifiedPodcast.com. And you can tell us what horrifies you at I'mHorrifiedPodcast@gmail.com. If you'd like to support us directly on Patreon, you can get our podcast early and ad-free, as well as bonus episodes of our members-only minicast, I'm Thrilled! Check us out at patreon.com/I'm Horrified. And if you liked hanging out with us, tell your friends, share us on your socials, and leave us a review wherever you get your podcast. Thanks for stopping by, Horror Honeys.